Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Grace and peace.
神的平安，神的安慰，恩惠与你们同在。
Let us pray as we come to God's word.
让我们用祷告来开始研读神的话。
Bring us, O gracious Father in heaven.
慈悲的天父，主啊，天上的父，我们。
By your Spirit, bring us to Jesus this morning, we pray.
今天早上我们祷告，靠着你的圣灵，让我们来面见基督。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we are looking at the third chapter of the book of Hebrews together.
今天早上我们一起来读希伯来书第三章。
And this chapter starts with a beautiful address. It says, "Holy brothers and sisters."
那今天早上这一章有一个很美好的开始，开头就是圣洁的弟兄啊。
Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus.
同蒙天召的弟兄啊，你们应当思想耶稣。
Do you feel that you can include yourself?
你觉得这个是给你的一个跟你说的话吗？
Holy brothers and sisters,
圣洁的弟兄姊妹啊,
partakers of the heavenly calling,
我们都是同蒙天召的。
Well, the writer encourages us to consider Jesus.
作者鼓励我们来思想耶稣。
And he calls him the apostle and high priest of our profession.
他说我们是思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
I believe this is the only place in the Bible where you find this these words in this form.
我认为这是整个圣经里面只有这一处是这样来提到耶稣。
Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of our Christian confession.
这是凭着我们的信，我们相信耶稣是那个大使者或者是使徒为大祭司。
Unique.
这是很独特的。
An apostle is one who is sent.
使徒就使者就是被差遣的意思。
Sent by God to minister to men and women.
是神差遣来服侍他的子民的。
And the priest is one who is also sent to minister in behalf of others.
那大祭司也是神差遣来服侍众民的。
The priest sacrifices and prays and teaches.
那大祭司也是来献祭的，也来教导的。
He leads and he comforts and he guides.
他也是来带领神的百姓，也是来赐下安慰，也是来造就他们。
So it says, consider Jesus in these two capacities.
那你要思想耶稣，他担任的是两个职位，一个是使者，一个职。
In these two ministries, he is the great apostle and the great high priest.
那他有这两个职分，就是他是那个最大的使徒和最大的祭司。
And if we look at the subsequent chapters in the book of Hebrews,
那如果你看着以希伯来书以后的那个几章，
we see Jesus as the apostle in the third chapter and the fourth chapter.
你看到这称耶稣为那个使徒是有第三章和第四章都出现了。
And then with the end of the fourth chapter to the tenth chapter, we see him as the high priest.
然后第四章的最后到第十章最后也是讲到他是永远的大祭司。
At the beginning of the book, we had a contrast between Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the angels, God's messengers.
一开始的时候，希伯来书讲到神的儿子是超过众天使的。
And Jesus was set forth as far greater than the angels.
他是远超于天使。
The angels are created beings.
天使是被造之物。
Jesus is the creator, the Son of God.
耶稣是创造者，他是创造主，也是神的儿子。
Now here at the beginning of the third chapter, we have another contrast.
那来到第三章开始，我们又有一个样的对比。
Jesus is greater than Moses.
耶稣超越摩西。
Moses is mentioned. He was one of the greatest men in the history of God's people.
那摩西在历史里面，他是神的百姓来说，他是最大的。
And of course, he is the great Old Testament apostle.
那他也是旧约里面一个伟大的使者。
He was sent by God.
他是被神差遣的。
We read in the third chapter of Exodus that when Moses met God at the burning bush,
那我们看到出埃及记第三章，摩西在荆棘火焰里面遇见神。
God says, I will send you to Pharaoh.
神说我要差遣你去见法老。
I have come down to set my people free from their bondage.
我要来使我的百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
And I'm sending you.
然后我要差遣你。
And Moses says, they're going to ask me, who sent you?
摩西说他们会问我谁差我的。
God said, say, I am has...Sent me to you.
神说我是那位自由拥有的神。
And here we have a little comparison between Jesus and Moses.
那这里我们又看到有一个对比，就是耶稣和摩西。
And there are some parallels. There are some similarities.
他们当中有相同的，有平行的。
For one thing's mentioned here at the beginning that Moses was faithful.
那这里提到的一点就是摩西是在神的传家境中的。
And of course, Jesus was faithful.
同样，耶稣也是境中的。
Jesus Christ was faithful to him who appointed him.
耶稣为那设立他的境中。
How he loved the Father.
他怎么样爱天父。
How he endeavored and did always, he endeavored to do, but he did always the things that pleased his Father.
他永远是做讨父神喜悦的事。
But really there is no comparison.
那但最后是没办法再比较的。
Moses was faithful in all God's house.
这里讲到摩西在神的传家境中。
Jesus was faithful to him who appointed him.
耶稣为那设立他的境中。
But Jesus is counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
但是耶稣比摩西算是更配得多得荣耀。
Much more glory.
多得荣耀。
Moses is a part of God's house.
摩西是神家里的一部分。
Jesus is the builder.
而耶稣是建造房屋的。
Moses is a servant in God's house.
摩西是在神家里做仆人的。
Jesus is a son in the house.
耶稣是神家里为儿子的。
The house belongs to him.
这个家是属于他的。
He will inherit it.
他会承继这个家。
The difference is the difference between being a slave and being a son.
所以那个不同之处就是一个是仆人，一个是儿子。
The son has access to the whole house. He is over the whole thing.
儿子是在家里完全有自由的。
And Jesus is the son.
耶稣就是神的儿子。
Jesus is the builder.
耶稣也是那个建造这个家的。
And worthy of much more glory than Moses.
他是更配得多得荣耀。
So it says Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, verse 5.
那第五节就是摩西为仆人在神的传家诚然尽忠。
To testify to the things that were to be spoken later.
为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son.
但是基督为儿子治理神的家。
And we are his house.
我们是他的家。
We are his house.
我们便是他的家了。
We are the building.
我们就是这个家，这个建筑。
We have been greatly indebted to our translators.
我们很感谢我们的翻译。
I'm speaking for myself.
我自己来讲的。
And we're so grateful.
我们很感恩。
And I feel confident that they were telling me just what was being said.
我一定相信他们所讲的就是我所讲的。
So I heard Pastor Joshua say last night.
那我昨天听到张牧师这样讲。
He was referring to the Apostle Peter.
他是讲到那个使徒彼得。
And he said, "We are a house."
讲到彼得前书，我们是神的那个灵宫。
A house made of living stone.
是我们是活石被建造成为灵宫。
And we're brought together to worship God.
我们在一起向神来献上一个神所喜悦的祭。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ.
就是在基督里面我们献上一个灵祭。
Sacrifices that are acceptable to God.
那个灵祭献被献上是蒙神喜悦的。
The house is made up of people.
我们这个灵宫就是我们这些人所组合成的。
God's redeemed people.
是神所救赎的子民。
We are his house.
我们就是他的灵宫。
But then it says, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope.
他说我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
We are God's house if.
我们如果是这样我们便是。
And the way this is said, it seems a little odd.
这里讲的话有一点的很奇，有我们不觉得不通。
It says we are God's house today.
所以说我们今天是神的家。
If tomorrow and all our tomorrows,
如果我们将明天或者将来
we hold fast our confidence in Jesus Christ.
我们将来就是把将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
Now, if I were writing this or you were writing this,
如果我写这句话或者你写这句话
we didn't write Hebrews, although no one knows who wrote Hebrews.
我们不知道谁写的希伯来书，没有人知道。
We know it was none of us.
我知道，当然不是我们当中任何人写的。
But I think we would have written something like, we are God's house, therefore we will hold fast our confidence.
我们如果是我们人写的，我们就说我们是他的家，我们就如果我们是他的家，我们就会把将可夸的盼望胆量坚持到底。
But the writer puts it this way, we are God's house if we persevere in this confidence.
但是作者把它调过来说，我们若将可夸的盼望胆量坚持到，便是他的家。
And he says something very similar in verse 14. We share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
那十四节也是说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We are members of Christ's church as we persevere in our faith.
就是当我们把我们的信心坚持到底的时候，我们就在基督里面，我们是有份的。
The other day we talked about Christ's saving work.
我们昨天讲到那个基督救赎的工作。
How he went to the cross and took our place.
他代替我们上了十字架。
It says,He is the propitiation for our sins, meaning he's the one who turned God's wrath aside from us.
他为我们成为那个挽回祭，就是把神的怒气转消了。
Now that work is finished.
就是那个工作已经成就了。
The price is paid.
那个代价已经付上了。
Jesus bore our penalty.
耶稣代替我们承担一切的惩罚。
In himself, he took the wrath, the anger that God has against sin.
自己承受了神对罪的那个愤怒。
He did that for you. He did that for me.
他为你成就，也为我成就。
He saved us.
他拯救了我们。
But he is saving us.
他也正在拯救我们。
And part of that is that he is keeping us. Keeping us for himself, Day by day,
当中有一部分，他就是每天来保守我们。
He sends us His grace.
他把他的恩惠给我们。
All the fullness of God dwells in Him.
神丰盛的荣耀住在他里面。
He is our indwelling life and overcoming power.
他是在我们里面那个胜过一切恶者的。
And if we persevere to the end,
如果我们把这个坚持到底,
it will be because of Jesus.
还是因为耶稣基督。
He is a mighty Savior.
他是大能的拯救者。
He is able, it says in Hebrews 7, able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by Him.
所有凡来到他面前的，他都能够拯救到底。
He ever lives to make intercession for them.
他是长远为我们代求的。
He is engaged in this wonderful work. He is keeping us.
他是在一直在保守着我们。
And we are members of Christ's church as we persevere in our faith.
所以当我们把这个信心坚持到底的时候，我们就是基督的家里的一部分。
In the sixth chapter, the Christians are encouraged to be followers of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises.
那第六章他也这个鼓励我们，一样我们有那个满足的指望，要一直到底，殷勤的一直坚持到底。
This passage brings up a very serious, earnest question.
那这一段圣经就带出一个很关键的问题。
The question is, are we really saved?
问题就是我们到底是被是得救赎了吗？
Are we trusting in Jesus alone?
我们是否真的是这样来仰望耶稣？
Are we trusting vainly in ourselves?
或者是我们仍然是仰赖自己？
Rather than in Him?
还而不是在他身上？
The great evidence that you were saved...
那个你得救赎的最大的这个证据
is that you are going on, that you are persevering in the faith.
那个证据就是你在你的信心上面你坚持到底。
So the writer here sees that the Hebrew Christians are in spiritual danger.
所以希伯来书的作者就觉得这些的信徒当时面对一个很大的挑战。
So he encourages them to keep their eyes on Jesus.
所以他就鼓励他们，让他们定睛在耶稣基督身上。
To run the Christian race with patient endurance.
就是带着坚持，带着那个忍耐来跑完这个基督徒的路。
He says, "Don't you see the danger that you are in?"
他说，你看到你在一个困难当中吗？艰难当中吗？
You are being tempted to turn back because of your trials.
但因着你所受的苦，你可能会离弃神。
This is a real pastor writing.
那这个是一个真正的有牧者的心怀的一个信件。
He has a pastor's heart.
他有一个为父的心，一个牧者的心。
So he says, well, what does the Bible have to say about this?
他说圣经上是怎么样写的？
And he refers them to an Old Testament passage, the 95th Psalm.
那他作者是在这里引用了诗篇九十五篇旧约里面一段话。
Like a good surgeon.
就像好像很好的那个 surgeon, 就是医生，外科医生。
He takes the knife, he cuts in order to heal.
他要举起打起刀来，手术刀，然后他才可以医好那个病。
These are strong words in Psalm 95.
那诗篇九十五篇这些话是非常的很强硬的。
Imagine that you're going into surgery.
你就想一想，你要进到这个手术房。
And you say to the surgeon before they give you the shot,
你跟你的那个主治医生说，你就是开刀之前，你跟他说。
You're a little bit afraid.
然后他就会说，哦。
You say, it's not going to hurt, is it?
他主治医生就跟你说，啊，你不用怕，这个不，没关系的。
I won't feel anything when you're finished working on me, will I?
你就跟医生说， 我醒过来的时候我不会感觉到痛是吗
I hope not.
那医生说我希望不会。
And he says, if you don't feel anything when I'm finished with you,
所以他就说如果我做完手术之后你没有感觉
then my surgery was a failure.
那我的手术就是一个失败。
Listen to God's word.
你要来留心听神的话。
Hear his voice.
你要来留意听他的话。
Don't harden your hearts.
不可硬着心。
Here in the wilderness, the people of God hardened their hearts.
在旷野，神的百姓硬着心。
They're looking back here to the Exodus.
他就带他们回到出埃及记。
And the writer says that Psalm 95 came from God.
那这个作者，希伯来书作者，就诗篇九十五篇是从神而来的。
As the Holy Spirit says.
他说圣灵有话说。
Today, if you hear his voice,Harden not your hearts.
今日你们若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
The Holy Spirit is concerned with heart disease.
圣灵所关心的是我们的心脏有没有问题。
Hardness of heart.
那个心脏是不是僵硬了？
Unbelief.
不信。
These people were brought out of Egypt.
这些人是从埃及地带出来的。
But never brought into the promised land.
但是没办法进入应许之地。
And so he has a diagnosis for them.
所以神就诊断他们的心脏。
The diagnosis is hardness of heart.
那诊断出来的结果就是硬心病。
And he says, Take heed, be careful, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart.Verse 12.
第十二节说你们要谨慎免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了。
What is an evil heart?
什么是不信什么是恶心
Well, it must be the opposite of a pure heart.
那一定是跟一个清心相反的心。
A pure heart
清心
is greatly to be desired.
是我们渴慕的是要得着一颗清心。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
They shall see God.
他们必得见神。
Purity of heart is to desire one thing.
清心就是有一个的愿望。
Not to be distracted by many other things, hearing other voices.
不被任何事、任何声音。分心打扰
that want to take our hearts away from the main thing.
让我们的心意来转移
A pure heart, that means to will one thing.
就是清心只要一件事
An undivided heart focused on the Lord Jesus Christ.
是永远定睛在耶稣基督身上不分心的
So be careful lest there be in any of you an evil.Unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God.
所以他说弟兄们你们要谨慎免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了。
That's how it was in the Exodus with God's Old Testament people.
那就是在旧约里面神的百姓在出埃及记里面这个就是他们的情况。
There are many references we could consider.
我们可以看到圣经里面很多段的经文都这样提到。
But I was thinking of one in Numbers chapter 11.
但是我想到的是其中一段就是在民数记里十一章。
In Numbers chapter 11 it says, the people complained.
在民数记十一章讲到百姓发怨言。
And the Lord heard it.
然后神就听到他们的怨言恶语。
God punished them.
那神就来要来刑罚他们。
Numbers 11 verse 4.
那十一章第四节。
It says that some of them had a strong craving.
他说他们中间有人大起贪欲。
They wanted more.
他们要更多。
They wept. They said, Oh, that we had meat to eat.
他说他们呼号着说我们要吃肉。
We remember the fish we had in Egypt that cost nothing.
我们还记得在埃及的时候，我们吃鱼不花钱。
Well, that sounds real good.
哇，多好啊！
Free fish.
免费的鱼哦。
We remember we had free fish in Egypt.
你记得我们那时候是免费吃鱼的。
And we remember the cucumbers.
我们还记得青瓜。
See, I think tastes change over the years.
那现在我们的味觉都改变了。
Can anyone imagine having a strong craving for cucumbers?
大家还记得你有没有那一下很想吃青瓜的感觉？
I can. But they did.
但是那刻他们就是有那种欲望。
And they wanted melons, that's a little better.
那个 melon 就是西瓜就比较好一点。
The leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
那有韭菜啊，有葱啊，有蒜啊。
But look what we have instead.
你看我们现在吃什么？
We have this manna every day, the same thing.
每一天都是玛拿，一样的东西。
They failed to consider that this was a great miracle.
那他们没有，就突然就全忘记这个是一个很大的神迹。
Bread from heaven.
是从天上掉下来的天粮。
Angels' food.
那个是天使的食物哎。
It nourished them all the way along during their journey in the wilderness.
在这个旷野几十年，就是这个让他们养生的。
But they weren't thankful.
但是他们没有感恩。
They wanted something more than what God gave them.
他们要从神得来的，他们要得到更多。
We have an expression, I don't know if you're familiar with it.
我们有这样一句俗语，不知道大家知不知道。
See, I was born in New York.
我是在纽约出生的。
And I've lived in New York City all my life.
然后我都在纽约长大，一生都在那边。
And so the expression would say, you can take the boy out of New York.
那有一句话就是说，你可以把一个人。
But you can't take New York out of the boy.
你可以把人带出纽约，但是不可以把纽约把从他身上拿走。
Do you say anything like that here?
他骨子眼里面的东西，你不可以把它拿走。
Well, what I'm trying to say is that Egypt was still in their heart.
就是说，埃及还是在他们的心中，在他们骨子里头。
God brought them out with a high and mighty hand.
神大能的膀臂把他们从埃及带出来。
But they still had these strong cravings.
但是它里面还是有很强的欲望。
So we could say they were not pure in heart.
所以是他们心里面是恶心，有一个不纯净的心。
They had an evil, unbelieving heart.
他们有不信的恶心。
They were hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
他们把因着罪被罪迷惑了，心里就刚硬了。
Sin is deceitful.
人的心被迷惑。
You know, later in the book of Hebrews, we read about Moses.
那希伯来书后面再提到摩西。
He was not deceived by the deceitfulness of sin.
他没有被罪所迷惑。
You know, in that wonderful passage in the 11th chapter,Verse 24,
11章24节
it says, By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
你说当摩西长大的时候，他拒绝被称为埃及的王子。
He was grown up now.
他现在长大了。
He had everything his heart could desire.
他可以得着他心里面所想的一切。
Every advantage that the world could offer him.
全世界所有的东西他都可以得着。
But he made a choice.
但是他做了一个选择。
He chose to be mistreated with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受罪中之乐。
He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
For he was looking ahead to the reward.
因他想望所要得的赏赐。
And so he left Egypt, and he wasn't afraid of the king's anger.
所以他离开埃及不怕王怒。
He endured as seeing him who is invisible.
因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
When we read, consider Jesus.
当我们来思想耶稣。
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
你的眼睛要定睛在他身上。
Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
就是一直在仰望为我们信心创始成终的那位。
Moses is an Old Testament example of that.
摩西就是旧约里面这样来做的。
He saw what others didn't see.
他所看见的是别人看不见的。
So we talked about the surgeon.
所以我们刚刚讲到这个手术医生。
The people of Israel needed an eye surgeon to cut those cataracts away.
同样，埃及的百出来的百姓需要把他们那个白内障眼睛治好。
They weren't seeing clearly.
因为他们根本看不清。
You need to see more clearly.
他们需要看清楚。
Lest you be deceived by the deceitfulness of sin.
不然就被罪所迷惑了。
Don't say, oh no, this can't happen to me.
不要说，哎，这个在我身上不可能发生。
Well, not only is there a diagnosis of a hard heart.
所以这里不单只诊断了他们有心脏病。
There's also the prognosis, that's where is this leading?
也有一个哦，他带我们去哪里？他们在问。
What's going to happen to me?
那我们什么事会发生呢
？How shall we treat this disease?
我们要怎么样来医好这个病呢
？Well, this pastor says we have to deal with your sickness.
这个牧者在希伯来书这个作者的牧者就说，我们要来医好这个病。
Otherwise, your condition is hopeless.
不然你的情况越来越糟。
Some physicians say, I can't be your physician any longer.
有些医生说，我不能再医你了。
You're not taking my advice.
你都不听我的劝导。
I had an experience once that was quite surprising to me.
我曾经有个这个让我惊讶的那个经历。
I was sitting in the waiting room, at my doctor's office.
我坐在我医生的那个候诊室。
I go for an annual checkup.
我要去做我的年检。
And usually everything is private between the doctor and the patient.
那通常这个病人的情况都是只有医生知道。
And that's the law.
那这个是法律规定的，不可以外露，我不可以泄露病人的情况。
And I admire my doctor very much. I've known him a long time.
我非常敬慕我这个医生，我认识他很久了。
But he came out to the front with a man.
但是他来到前面，带着一个男人。
A patient of his.
也是他的病人。
And clearly they had been having a disagreement.
很明显他们当中有一些分歧。
And it carried, spilled over into the waiting room. So we heard.
所以他们一直在争论的时候就一直一边走一边争论就来到前面的候诊室。
And he was upset. The doctor was upset.
那医生很生气啊。
And I heard him say, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do, I suggest you go...A different doctor.
我就听到这个医生说，你不再照我的话去做，我你就去找别的医生吧。
He said that right in front of a waiting room full of people.
他讲这句话的时候，那个候诊室里面还很多人都听到了。
He must have been terribly frustrated and upset with this patient.
那我相信这个医生对他这个病人真是非常没有办法了，已经。
I want to help you.
就是我要不来帮你。
You're not taking the help.
你都不要我的帮忙。
And oh, how much this subject that we're looking at today, how much it matters to God.
你就看到今天这里所讲的事情对神是多么紧张，就是很气，很紧张这个事情。
He says, here's the prognosis.
他说这个就是那个诊断。
There's only plan A.
那唯有一个计划 A.
There's no plan B.
那没有别的可行之法。
Plan A is you enter the promised land.
就是 plan A, 就是计划一，你就要进入应许之地。
It's either plan A or you die in the wilderness.
如果你没有执行这个 plan A, 进入应许之地，你就死在旷野上。
So which shall it be?
所以你要怎么样？
This matters to God.
这个对神来说是非常要紧的事情。
He brought them out because he wanted to bring them in.
他把他们带出来就是要他们进入应许之地。
So, is there any hope?
所以我们还有盼望吗？
Oh, yes.
当然有。
In the passage here, we have the prescription.
那在这段里面，医生就开了一个药方。
Three bottles.
三瓶药。
The doctor prescribes the medicine.
医生开了这个药单。
The first one.
第一个。
Hear his voice.
来听他的话。
Listen to the scripture.
来读他的话。
I know we have many ministers, many pastors here.
我知道我们当中很多的牧者同工。
And it's your...responsibility to preach the word of God.
你的责任是要把神的话讲清楚讲明白。
To teach the word of God.
来教导人。
To feed the flock of God.
然后喂养神的百姓。
That he has placed under your care.
神把这些羊都放在你手中。
The precious people that Christ purchased with his own blood.
是基督用他的宝血买赎回来的。
And how important it is that we pastors listen to the scripture.
所以我们作为牧者的，我们一定要来听神的话。
That we hear his voice.
我们听神的声音。
Make sure our lives are really under the ministry of the word of God.
我们的一生，我们的生命都要来传讲神的话，这是我们的事工。
God speaks.
神说了。
Jesus has something to say to us.
耶稣有话对我们说。
Oh, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say.
让那凡有耳的都要听圣灵所说的话。
Hear his voice, don't harden your heart.
就是要听他的话，不可硬着心。
Then I saw in verse 13.
然后第十三节。
The second bottle.
那第这是第二瓶药。
Take these medicines. You take them frequently. You finish the dosage.
你就要每天来吃这个药，而且要吃完这一个疗程。
Here's a command. It says, "Exhort one another daily."
他这里说天天彼此相劝。
That's really an amazing command.
那这个是非常不可思议的一个命令。
Maybe you've studied the commands.
可能你已经研读了很多次神的诫命。
And of course, you've tried to obey the commands.
当然你要遵守神的诫命。
And maybe you think you're obeying every command in Scripture.
你以为你圣经上所有的诫命你都遵行了。
What about this one?
那这一段有没有呢？
I have to think, I need to do better with this command.
我自己也想，我应该在这方面来多多努力。
Exhort one another daily.
天天彼此相劝。
Every day while it is called today.
每一天只有还有今天。
There's a wonderful, wonderful power and influence in this.
在这里面有一个很奇妙的能力。
Words that we give to each other, words of exhortation and encouragement.
那个鼓励造就人的话，我们每天给人的。
I think their influence, their power is multiplied.
我相信那个里面是带着能力可以倍增。
Because it's your heart that is speaking.
因为是从里面，你的心里面讲出来的。
It shows that you care about your brother or your sister.
就表示你很关心、在意你的兄弟姊妹。
Eternity will tell how much.Blessing has come from those who have followed the promptings of the Spirit and ministered encouragement.
在永恒里面，我们就看到那个果效，就是在主里面每天的，就是用你的心来对人来讲话，按着圣灵的感动来相传。
It's not always an easy thing to do.
那当然这个不是容易做的事。
To exhort one another.
那彼此来劝诫。
I think we hold back.
我想我们都不愿意这样来讲。
But exhort one another daily while it is called today.
但是这里圣经说总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝。
So that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑。
And then guard your heart.
然后这里说保守你的心。
Take heed, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹啊，要听。
As we read in the book of Proverbs, keep your heart with all diligence.
所以像箴言说的，我们要保守你的心。
And for us in the Church of Jesus Christ,
当然对我们来说，在耶稣基督里面的一个教会。
We could ask ourselves a question, is my heart directed toward the Lord Jesus?
那你要问自己，我的心有没有转向耶稣基督？
Have a sanctuary for Jesus in your heart.
我们的心是不是成为耶稣基督的殿？
Keep that place that is just for him.
我们这心里面永远为他存留一个地方，就是神的殿。
For him alone.
是单单为他预备的。
Recently I heard that a doctor said,
我最近听到一个医生说，
only 32%. Yes, 68% of the prescriptions that are written, at least in the United States,
在美国至少 68% 所写的这个药方，
signed by the doctor,
医生签了名的，
never reach the pharmacy, they're never filled.
从来没有送到药剂师那边，那个药被取出来。
I couldn't believe it.
就你不可思议的，就是你拿了药方，但是不去取药。
That means only 32% of those prescriptions are filled.
意思就是说，只有32%病人拿了药单是真的是去拿药吃的。
I thought, why is that?
我就说，哎，怎么会这样？
Do we think we know better than the doctor?
那你觉得你比医生更聪明，更明白你的病吗？
And I told that to Sister Martha.
然后我就跟 Martha 姊妹说，
And she has such a loving, compassionate heart.
你知道她的心永远是那么同情，很有同情，很有怜悯。
She said it might be because it costs so much money.
她说可能这个去拿药买药太贵了。
But that takes away from my point.
但是这个就是把我要讲的那一点就没有了，就讲不通了。
We don't know better than the great physician.
那我们永远，我们没办法胜过我们的大医生。
The great physician knows our hearts and the need of our hearts.
知道我们心脏有什么问题，知道我们心脏要什么。
He wants to lead us into his rest.
他要带我们进入他的安息。
So let's be among the 32% that finish the bottle.
所以我们要成为那个 32% 真的是把神给我们的药方吃进去啊。
That submit to God's dealings.
那我们每一天都服在神的手下。
Let's make sure that we're considering Jesus.
让我们来思想耶稣基督。
It says here, those who left Egypt under Moses didn't make it in.
他说那些跟着摩西从埃及出来的人没有进到旷野，没有进到应许之地。
They were unable to enter because of unbelief.
他们因着不信就没办法进入。
This evening I have to head on my way back to New York.
那今天我就要回到，我要启程回去纽约了。
And I'm so thankful to God for giving me the opportunity to be here in Hong Kong.
那我很感谢神让我有这个机会来到香港。
And to see all of you.
那也看到大家每一位。
And I can tell you that you are in our hearts.
我要告诉大家，你们在我心中有
Back at home, we'll be praying for all of you, dear ones.
我回到家仍然会为大家祷告。
That God will bless you.
让神祝福你。
And that Jesus will be exalted in every one of our hearts and lives.
让基督在我们心中被高举。
But as we come to the end of, I wanted to say that one thing I will miss is hearing the teaching on Hebrews 4 tomorrow morning.
我有一件要提醒大家，明天一定要来听希伯来书第四章。
Hear about the Sabbath rest of God.
那是讲到耶稣基督那个安息进入他的安息的应许。神的话，安息日的安息。
I think it's going to be such a rich teaching in Hebrews 4.
我相信希伯来书第四章里面的教导是非常丰富的。
And I'll be on the plane.
然后我就在飞机上了。
And I won't be able to get out and come back.
当然我没办法从飞机上下来来跟你们这里见面。
But I wish you God's richest blessings.
那我但愿神丰富的祝福。
But just as we come to the end of this chapter, one more thought.
那要结束第三章，我有一个要跟大家分享，有一点。
That again shows Jesus far greater than Moses.
再一次来证明耶稣基督是远远超越摩西的。
Moses could not bring the people into the promised land.
摩西没办法将神的子民带进应许之地。
Moses, as great as he was, did not lead them in.
摩西是这样的伟大，但是他没办法把神的子民带进去。
He did not even get in himself.
甚至他自己也不能进入。
Joshua led the people in.
是约书亚把神的子民带进去。
To that earthly inheritance, the land of Canaan.
那进到这个在地上的应许之地，就是那个迦南地。
But that is not the entire fulfillment of this.Passage either.
但这也不是这一章那个最后的一个总结或者成就。
We are bound for the promised land.
我们是要进入应许之地的。
Jesus is the one.
耶稣就是那个。
Who brings us in.
那他是带我们进入的。
We will enter into God's rest because of Jesus.
我们是因着耶稣基督，我们进入神所应许的安息。
Jesus, our mighty Savior.
耶稣才是我们大能的拯救者。
Our great Deliverer.
是我们的拯救者。
He brings us out of Egypt.
他把我们带出埃及。
And he brings us into the land of Canaan.
把我们带进迦南之地
The land that flows with milk and honey,
就是那个牛奶与蜜之地
We're filled with his spirit,
我们被他的灵来充满
We come into his presence,
我们进入他的同在
We enter his rest,
我们进入他的安息
Because of his grace,
因着他的恩典
Because of his work,
因着他的话语
Because of his mighty power which he exerts in our behalf,
因着他为我们彰显出来大能大力
So praise Jesus,
所以我们赞美耶稣
May he be exalted,In our lives.
他的名在我们当中被高举。
Jesus is our Joshua.
耶稣就是我们的约书亚。
We have Brother Joshua here. I've been delighted to just meet him.
我们很高兴有我们当中有我们的约书亚牧师。
And I was
so
inspired by his word.
我被他的话语深深的激励。
And that's such a great name.
那他的名字是那么好。Joshua.
One of the little boys who comes to our camp.
那我们这个营会里面有一个小男孩来到。
His name Joshua.
他的名字也是叫约书亚。
And when I see him out in the audience when he comes with his family.
当我看到他跟着他的家人进入这个会堂的时候。
I ask him, what does the name Joshua mean?
我就问他那个约书亚的名字是什么意思。
The first time I ever asked him.
我第一次问他的时候
he was a little boy,
他是一个小男孩
and he knew,
他知道
and so I ask him every year,
所以我就每一年营会都问他
because I know that he knows,
因为我知道他知道
and I won't embarrass him,
然后我就不会让他觉得尴尬
but it speaks to us of this so great salvation,
那讲到是这个伟大的救恩
God is my salvation.
神是我的救恩。
Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
And he is able.
他可以。
He saves to the uttermost all who come to God by him.
所以万物都因着他被得救。
Jesus gives rest.
耶稣给我们有安息。
He gives the rest that develops into eternity.
他把给我们安息要进入永恒的安息
Eternal life
他进入永恒然后把
Eternal glory
他进入永恒的荣耀
And it begins today.
那个是从今日开始。
Here and now.
是从现在在这里开始。
We can enter into that rest that God has for us.
我们可以进入神为我们预备的安息。
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
我们奇妙奇妙的耶稣。
Hallelujah, what a Savior.
他是我们伟大的救主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a Savior Jesus is.
耶稣是何等样的救主。
Wonderful Lord.
我们奇妙的主。
Amen.
Amen.
I wish you God's blessing.
我愿神祝福大家。
And I thank you.
谢谢大家。
I thank you for your patience.
谢谢大家的耐性。
You have patiently endured.
我们都忍耐着经历了。
Thank you.
谢谢。Thank you.
Hallelujah. 我们谢谢 Elvin 牧师。
Let's thank Pastor Eddie.
他真好啊！
He's so good.
为我们来分享。
He shared this.
我们把掌声归给耶稣，也谢谢我们的牧师。
So give big hands to the Lord.
那今天就要回家了。
Because today he's leaving us.
我们求主大大祝福他。
May the Lord bless him mightily.
祝福他平安的旅程。
Give him a safe trip.
也祝福他在北美的服事。
And bless his ministry in the North America.
愿主大大使用他。
May the Lord use him mightily.
我最后有一点的回应。
One final thing, I want to respond to the message.
第三章第一节就说同蒙天召的圣洁的弟兄。
Chapter 3, verse 1, holy brothers who shared in the heavenly calling.
我们是被天超过天，也是住在天上的神所呼召的。
We are called by the Heavenly Father, and we are also dwelling in the heavenly place.
我们每一个人都是被神呼召。
Everyone is called.
神透过耶稣来呼召我们。
And we are called in Jesus Christ.
拯救我们。
And
他呼召我们呢，是要带领我们进入耶稣基督所带给我们的那个完全的里面。
He called us so that we can enter into the eternity that God prepared for us.
我们每一个人都会像基督那么完全。
So every one of us, we will be like Jesus.
纵然我们现在很不完全。
Even though now we are imperfect.
你一定会完全。
But one day you will be perfect.
你一定会圣洁。
One day you will be holy.
因为耶稣已经为我们死。
Because Jesus had died for us.
因为耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Jesus, he is the great priest.
他为我们死，就带领我们进入他的完全里面。
For us, so that allow us into enter into His holiness. Only Him can do this.
将我们带进他的完全
and to help us enter into His holiness.
与他的完全有份的
we are the partaker of His holiness.
这就是上帝要呼召我们进入的
and this is the place that God called us into.
但是到来到第十四节呢
and then when we come to
他说我们若将起初确实的信心将坚持到底就在基督里有份了
we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we have at first.
有份这个字在基督里有份了
shared in Christ, the partaker.
跟前面那个同蒙天召的同是同一个字。
This is the same word in, as in verse 1, we are shared in the heavenly calling.
就是对这个天上来的呼召呢我们原本是有份的。
So we share in this heavenly calling.
这个有份就是在基督里面基督要我们所完成的一切。
And this is what God prepared us and Jesus helped us to enter into His holiness.
但是现在希伯来书的作者写信给信徒们。
But the author of the Hebrews, he wrote this episode to the believers.
这些信徒就是同蒙天召的。
The believers are the ones that are called by the heavenly calling.
但是来到三章十四节了，他说你们要坚持这个起初确实的信心，你们在基督里就有份了。
But when it comes, the author comes to verse 14, he says, if you hold firmly to the end the confidence you have at first, then you share in Christ.
你要坚持这个起初确实的信心。
So you hold firmly the confidence.
对基督的信心。
The confidence in Jesus Christ, the faith.
你才在基督里有份。
Then you come to share in Christ.
也就是基督所为我们成就的一切。我们有份了。
That means everything prepared God fulfilled for us in Christ.
简单来说就是我们跟基督是有份了。
That means we have a share in Christ Jesus.
使徒保罗在三章十四节这样提醒当时的信徒。
So in verse 14, the apostle remind the believers in the Hebrew.
也就是说我们原本是天召的同蒙天召的。
So originally, at first place, we were called by this heavenly calling. We have a share in Jesus Christ.
但是有一些人走一走，走一走。
But some fell short.
就跟基督没份了。
They fell. They were turned away from Christ Jesus.
基督所给我们的那个盼望。
The hope that Jesus gave us.
我们失去了。
We fell short. We fell apart.
也就是说今天我觉得神在提醒我们每一个人
talking to us today,
孩子们
everyone, my child,
有什么事情
what are the things,
有什么东西
is there anything
把神在基督里面要给我们的夺去了
that has taken away the share that we have in Jesus Christ
为什么当时的信徒当时的教会有一些人会慢慢失去了这个天召这个同盟天召这个这一份呢
Why in those days there are people that were take their share in Christ were taken away?
这一点值得我们思想。
Now we need to consider this.
这个事情同样会发生当时发生在当时今天也发生在可能在我们身上。
Things that happened in those days will happen, will likely to be happen today to us.
对当时的人来讲呢
To those, the people in those days.
究竟是什么把他们的天召拿走了
What has taken away the heavenly calling from their life?
让他们不能同盟。
So that they will not able to have a share in Christ.
原本是有份后来成为没有份。
Before they have a share in Christ,
是什么
but neither they were turned away. What are the things that turned them away? So this is a great warning for us.
对当时犹太的信徒来讲
to the Hebrew believers in those days,
是什么呢
What are the things?
是摩西的教导
is the teaching of Moses.
他们太过执着摩西的教导
They hold on to the teaching of Moses only.
他们所讲对摩西的教导来讲用一个框框来看
Basically they box the teaching and that's it
他们就是这个东西就让他们跟基督没份
That has taken the share in Christ away from their lives
这也就是说传统
In another word is tradition
对我们今天来讲
To us today
对当时的犹太的信徒来讲是他们摩西的传统
To those believers, the Hebrew believers, the Jewish believers, is the teaching, the traditional teaching.
拦阻了基督的有份。
That's blocking the way, to enter into the Christ.
对我们今天来讲。
So to us today.
是我们的传统。
It's our traditions.
传统教会有传统教会的传统。
There are traditions in the traditional church.
就是今天六一的弟兄姐妹们，我们也可能被我们自己六一的传统拦阻。
Even in 611 church today, we may have these boxes of 611 traditions.
所以我们不要被传统来拦阻。
So we should not be blocked by all our boxes, our traditions.
传统里面好的，我们要仍然的用。
There are good things in the traditions we use.
但是传统里面失去了意义的。刚硬的我们要拿走
But those stale, hardened, meaningless traditions
我们要常常保持我们的皮带是新的
Hold on to it. We should
我们不要成为旧的皮带我们要常常是新的皮带
We should keeping us as a new wineskin
那是怎么样留这个新皮带常常思考基督
So how do you keep us always new is considering Jesus
第二个
Next second point
对当时的人来讲是什么把他们与基督有份拿走呢
To the people in those days, what were the things that taking them away from the shared in Christ?
对外邦的信徒来讲
To the Gentile believers,
是希腊罗马的神观思想
is the Greek teaching and the Romans teaching, their theology.
多神很多天使
There is multiple gods there.
所以在前面第一章、第二章都要提到这些。
So in chapter 1, chapter 2, they worship the gods in the sky.
他们很多很多的神。
They worship angels.
所以这个是世俗的神学观念，还有我们就是那种的世俗的主义。
It's the worldly theology, is the secularism.
我们过去我们中国人我们对神的观念
the same with Chinese, we think of many gods.
可能也会让我们与基督没份。
And this will block the way, enter into the promise.
我们要思考。
So we need to consider.
然后在罗在这里呢也提到第三方面。
So the third point here.
就是罪。
Sin.
我们的罪。
Our sin.
罗马人就是犹太信徒跟外邦信徒。
The Hebrew believers and the Gentile believers.
共同有一样东西拦阻了他们来与基督有份的。
The one thing that's blocked their way is the sin.
就是他们的罪。
Is their sin.
第十二节，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神丢弃了，总要存着还有今天，天天彼此相劝，免得被罪迷惑。
See to it, brothers, that none of you have a sinful unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage everyone.Encourage one another daily as long as it's called today.
第十七节，神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？
Verse 16, who were the one that, who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt?
第三个会把我们把基督从基督带走的，把我们从基督带走的就是罪。
So the third thing that will turn us away from Christ is our sin.
所以我们要常常思想基督。
That's why we have to consider Jesus.
他是我们的大祭司。
He's our great priest.
常常在他里边。
And we always stay abiding in him.
这是神对我们今天所提醒。
And I believe this is the warning that God is giving us today.
Amen.
Amen.
是罪吗？
Is it sin?
是我们世俗的思想，或许是我们中国人的观念吗？
Is our worldly think thoughts and traditions of our Chinese people?
还是我们教会的传统？
Or is our traditions our church?
让我们与基督没份呢？
That turn us away from Christ?
我们都要把它拿走。
So we have to take this away.
求圣灵继续来感动我们。
So may the Holy Spirit continue to guide us.
我们来敬拜我们的神。
And let us worship our Lord now.